Revelation chapter 19, breaking in about the sixth verse. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia! The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. I think you missed that. I'm about to have a spell, I'm telling you. I heard, as it were, a voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need some fresh oil, Lord, this morning from heaven. And I pray that you'll just put your stamp on this message today, Lord. Speak through these stammering lips that I may glorify you, Lord, in these few moments that we stand. Lord, your presence is so real to us today here, and I know that you're wanting to do something in the heart of your people. May people respond to the message today and what they've heard. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Here we see John the Revelator writing about the marriage supper of the Lamb and what it means to us as the children of God. I'm telling you this morning, we're getting ready to go home, amen? I've been thinking about it, preaching about it the last couple of weeks, about going home, getting ready. We're fixing to move out of here, but I'm telling you, we've talked about it and preached about it, and today's homecoming day. And I would love for it to be a spiritual homecoming day today. If he was to call, we'll move out of here and it'll be a wonderful time for the people of God. But for you that are here lost without God, it'll be a terrible time for you. I'll tell you what, you can have this old church. You can have my old truck sitting out there. You can even go down to the house and eat the groceries I got, because I'm going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. I won't need that food that's in the cabinet. I'll be eating spiritual food on the other side. Amen. It'll be good. Praise His holy name. But I got to thinking about this chapter and what it means to us as children of God. And we can see there in verse 6, he said, And I heard, as it were, voices of a great multitude, a voice of many waters, voices of a mighty thundering out. John wrote about it. He could see it. He could hear it. He's talking. He's experiencing it here. I'm glad here in this verse he's talking about that we can hear. One day after a while, we're going to hear. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ, they're going to rise first. I'm going to tell you something this morning. There's going to be a benefit to those that have died out for the cause of Christ. Those that have kept the faith and labored through this life, and they've laid it down in death. But let me tell you what, he's given us a promise in His Word that they're going to get up first. Amen. Brother Ronnie, I believe you talking about your mother moving on. She's a good Christian woman, but I'm glad she's going to get up first. And we that are alive and remain are going to be called up, amen, to meet them in the air. We'll meet the Lord there one day, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm glad of what the Scripture says. I heard one day when He called, and I give an answer to that call. I wonder if you've heard today. If you haven't heard, you need to be listening. You need to be listening this morning. If you're lost without God, you need to listen to me real closely. I'm glad I've heard what God has spoke to me. Number two, I'm glad I didn't just hear, but I'm going, amen. Where are you going? I'm going to the Father's house is where I'm going. One day after a while, he's going to step over and he's going to speak. He's going to say, come up hither. And I'm glad gravity's going to turn me loose. And I'm going to fly through the sky. And I'm going to go be with the King of Kings and the Lord. Am I preaching to anybody this morning? We're headed to a better place. Amen. I'm talking about a place called heaven. I'm talking about a homecoming one day after a while that I've been preaching about. I've been singing about, talking about, testifying about. There's one day after a while it's going to come reality and we're going there. John 14:2, the Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, he said, I would have told you so. He said, but I go away to prepare a place, and if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's going away to prepare a place for you and I. I'm glad I'm not just heard, but I've received, and I'm going, amen. I'm glad, Brother Earl, ain't nobody can take my ticket from me. I got a sealed ticket 37 years ago. He got sealed at an old-fashioned altar one night. I knelt down, Brother Todd, on that altar that night, and he stamped my ticket, and he stamped it secure. And the devil's been trying to get it ever since. But I'm glad it's under the blood, amen. And he can't do nothing with it. The devil's constantly poking and prodding and tell me how I ain't going to make it, how I ain't going to do it. And I take him back to the cross, and I said, from me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And he says, but you remember what you was. I said, yeah, but it's because of the blood. I ain't what I used to be, and I ain't what I am going to be. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to keep on pressing on and pushing through, because when gravity turns loose, I'll be what I'm supposed to be then, amen. It'll be a wonderful time when we get over there. So I'm glad I'm not just heard, but I'm going. Where are you going? I'm going home. I've got a home out of this world. Not this one, not that place down there beside the road that I got. I got a home that's beyond the Milky Way. I got to speak to a man, Brother Jack, this week, and spent about 2 hours with him. You know, he's worked for NASA, and they've done all these great and mighty things. And I thought, I never had in my life ever got to sit down and talk to a rocket scientist. He began to tell me about all the places he'd been and all the things that he'd done, how they'd worked on this programming of the Hubble telescope, and how they worked on these guided missiles programs and all that. And he began to talk and explain all this stuff, and my mind began to vapor lock and pull together, and I thought, I can't even comprehend what the man is talking about. But boy, when he got to talking about the love of Jesus, he got to talking about going to an old-fashioned altar and getting born again. He got to talking about telling other people what it was like to share the love of Jesus Christ and live for the Lord. My mind opened right up then. I locked right into what the man was talking about. But I'll tell you what, you never know where God's going to send you. But he's told us where we're going. And one day after a while, there's going to be a homecoming. He's going to call for you. He's going to call for me. We're going to meet one day on the hills of glory. We won't be dressed like this anymore. We won't look like this anymore. We'll have a new body. We'll have a new robe. We'll be in a new home. It'll be a wonderful time when we get on heaven's shore, amen. You talk about a homecoming. We ain't had one yet, but we're going to. Brother Randy, I'm headed home. I'm fixing to move out of here someday soon. It ain't going to be too long. I'm not just hearing it, and I'm not just going, but I'm going to receive it. Over in 2 Timothy 4:8, the Bible says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness with the Lord, the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them that love his appearing. Not just to me, but to all of you all that love his appearing. He's talking about all of you all that have accepted Jesus Christ in your life as your personal Savior. There's a crown of righteousness laid up. Someday, you know, I don't feel like much before the Lord. I'm not much of a preacher. I ain't much of nothing. But there's a crown of righteousness, Brother Green, waiting on me when I get there. Now all them years, Brother Mark, we've told people about the Lord. Amen. And people's gotten saved. And all that song that you wrote and all that people has come to know the Lord because of that song. One day after a while, can you just imagine? Here comes Mark Jackson's crown. It's coming out. It looks like a crown fit for a king. It's got jewels all over it. And he carries that crown over here to Brother Mark and he hands it to him. No doubt Brother Mark's going to feel like, surely that's not my crown. And he's going to say, every one of these jewels that's placed in this crown was somebody that was won to the Lord through your witness. Here's your crown. Won't that be wonderful when he gets there and gets that crown? But I can't wait until I can walk right up to the master and lay that crown at the master's feet and say, you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You made it possible that I could have a crown of righteousness. Now, Lord, I give it to you. Won't that be wonderful? That might not mean much to you, but it means the world to me. For all that he's done for me, it means the world to me. And it ain't just going to stop there. We're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going home, children. And when we get there, when we walk through the gates of pearl, when we see the gates of pearl in that city, can you imagine that city 1,500 miles that way and that way, that way, and that way, and that way? He talked about the city, how big it was. Can you imagine when you walk into that city, you step on streets of purest gold? The Bible talks about them being like transparent glass. This old gold that we've got on our fingers ain't transparent. It ain't pure gold. It's full of impurities. That's why it's got a color to it. But when you pull the impurities out of gold, it begins to get transparent. Can you imagine walking into a city where the streets look transparent and we'll be walking on those? I'm glad he took what we thought precious on this side and used it for building materials on that side. Ain't that wonderful? I don't know if y'all seen it or not, but I'll tell you what, I feel like I'm just about there. I'm about ready to start kicking up gold dust, amen. And when we walk through that city and he finally says, well done, thy good and faithful servants. You've been faithful just over a few things. Now come on in to the joys of the Lord. Won't that be wonderful, sis? All them miles that you all have traveled and labored for God, it's going to pay off one day after a while when we get to heaven. It's going to be worth it. I promise you, when we get there, it's going to be worth it. There in Revelations 19 and 9, and he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Blessed are they that are called. I'm going to tell you today, many are called, but few are chosen. And there's a lot of definition in that. But I want to use it this way this morning. You that are here lost without God, you've trodden the mercies of God. God has called and called and called, and you've rejected and rejected and rejected. But there'll come a day when you'll reject for the last time. You'll reject for the last time. And when you reject that last time, that destiny will be sealed. There's a lot of sealing that can go on in a destiny. Do you know that today? It don't just take death to seal your destiny. What are you talking about, preacher? About a disease that we all are dealing with and family members, and our brother testified to it this morning. God spoke to me as soon as he said that. That's why I'm going to tell you what he told me this morning. It doesn't matter who you are and what you know and where you've been and what you've got. There'll come a point in your life if God allows you to drift into Alzheimer's where you don't know who you are anymore and don't know the reality of life anymore and you fade into that where you don't even know what's going on. Let me tell you, friend, your destiny's sealed. If God doesn't bring you back to your mind and bring you to the point where you can think and rationalize in your mind who God is, whatever state that you were in when you went into that state is exactly how you'll die and stand before God. If you entered that state lost without without God, you'll end up right before Him one day, lost without God. I'm going to tell you today why you got your right mind. Why the blood is running warm through your veins and you know who you are. I'd run to the altars of God and get born again. Why? Because the people of God are fixing to move out of here. We're fixing to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm glad that the bride is all dressed up. She's got her robe on. We're ready to move out. We're fixing to start the ceremony, amen. And we're going to leave without you if you don't get it right. And I'm telling you, Alzheimer's is awful. A lot of you have had loved ones pass with it. A lot of you are suffering now, dealing with family members with it. And it may be one of these days you may be the one. Somebody will have to take care of you. And I know it's hard to think about, and it's an awful disease. It's awful, Alzheimer's is. Dementia is. All these diseases are awful. But in the day that we live in the hour that we live in, we must consider the Lord. And we must hear and accept the Lord Jesus Christ into our life. Because there's going to come a time when the mercy door is going to be shut. You're going to trod for the last time. You're going to put His mercy away for the last time. You'll turn Him away for the last time. You'll get the last altar call sometime. And today could be that day. I believe one day we'll stand before God and we'll look Him eyeball to eyeball, which we'll have spiritual eyes. We'll have that body that'll never die again. And we'll look right at Him, especially you that are lost without God. He'll look right at you and say, "Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, I never knew ye." And you'll say, "Lord, I went down there to Vickers. I went to the homecoming. I helped fried chicken. I helped do this, and I made things ready for them. And I made sure everybody had a seat. Surely you've got a place here for me." And He'll say, "Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity." See, it ain't about what you do. It's about what He's done. It ain't about what you do. It's all about what He's done. If it hadn't been for the blood, we'd be lost. There'd be no reason to be here without the blood. For God so loved you enough that He gave His Son for you, that you would come and be saved. The church is moving out of here. We're fixing to have a homecoming. I'm going to a place I've never been, but I'm going home. That don't make no sense, preacher. Well, you'll understand if you ever get born again. I'm heading to a place I've never been. I'm going to see my Savior I've never seen, but I've met Him a long time ago on an old-fashioned altar. I met Him spiritually, and He walks with me, and He talks with me every day of my life. John wrote it here in Revelation chapter 19. He's trying to encourage us, and I'm trying to encourage you this morning, church, that we're headed somewhere. We're fixing to move out of here. What is seemed permanent right now is only temporal. Did you know if you lived 80, 90 years, 100 years, it'll be a blink compared to eternity? I promise you, 1 second into eternity, without the blood of Jesus Christ, you'd give every 100 years that you had to have 1 second to repent. Lord, been dealing about a message that I preached the title a while back, and I hope you'll let me preach it again for too long. Entitled, "What Will Happen When I Die?" And I'll preach that if it's the Lord's will one of these days. But I promise you, 1 second into eternity, you will give all that you could ever think of, all that you could have ever earned, all that you could have ever had, you would give it for one more opportunity. Listen for just a second. All we can hear is a heat pump running. You hear that? It's pretty quiet, ain't it? But if you could hear the screaming that's going on in hell right now for you, listen to the preacher! You don't want to come to this awful place. Devil says, "Shh, it's okay. It's okay. You about out. They're about over with." And we are. Another 5-10 minutes, we'll be done. It's just about over with. But I promise you, 30 minutes from now, if God calls you and you leave out of this world, you'll give this minute that we're in right now, you'd give the whole eternity for it. As a preacher, it's hard. We stand behind the pulpits and we preach and we beg and we plead. And if you could see spiritually what goes on up here, and we see people holding on to the pews and holding on to the world and listening to the devil and saying, "Not today, not today." And the devil saying, "You're right, don't do it today." "Yes, devil, you're right. I don't want to do it today. I'm comfortable where I'm living. I'm comfortable where I'm at. I don't need to make a change. Surely God will have mercy upon me. I've been a good person." I'm going to tell you something. Your goodness will never get you there. There's one thing he'll be looking at when we're called from this life. If we're blood covered. You better be blood covered. I'm telling you. Every Christian in here loves you. Whoever it is in here that's lost. Every Christian in here loves you. We love you. We want to see you get right with God. And we want you to go to this homecoming with us. There's a place, there's a table set as far as the eye can see. And there's a place there. It's got your reservation on it. Your name can be there if you'll just accept it. What's it going to cost me? Nothing. He's done paid for it all. It's free. All you got to do is come and give your heart. That's all you got to do. So as every head is bowed and every eye closed,